Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! So
That's
excited.
right. We're showing the excitement. Let's see. I don't think we were here last week. And guess what? We won't be here again next week because I'm going to
Right.
be in California. So
California, man, we're a traveling duo.
that's right. That's
I was
right.
in Greece. I was in Greece last week, so
Yeah.
just
And you guys, I haven't got to talk to her since then. So whatever we're hearing today, I'm hearing it for the first time too. So let's see. How about it? Tell us all about it.
it was unexpected.
Ah.
When you think of Greece, the Greek Isles, what do you think of?
I don't know because I haven't really thought about traveling to Greece, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Well, the Greek Isles, I mean, cruises go there and people go there for vacations and things like that. So you would
Sure.
think warm and beautiful by the water, and it's an island. They're islands. It's all these Greek islands and stuff. And so
Right.
you thought warm and sunny, right?
Oh, well, I know better than that because I saw some of Trina's pictures.
Yes, and that was the part that everything else, it was gorgeous, it was beautiful, it was really fun, but it was so, I didn't go prepared for it to be anything less than warm and nice.
Oh. Did you buy some new clothes while you were there?
I was loaned to clothes. I was loaned a sweater. I was loaned and it was raining, and they kept saying, I mean, I guess their season just opened on May 1st. But still, they said it's never, it was cold and rainy the whole time.
You
Oh.
know, I did a little session with Jason where he asked me questions when I go into the channel. We asked, why is the weather being so crazy? And
Okay.
the answer that came back was that the weather is talking to us, and we've been asking for demonstration that something's changing. And so they're
Yeah.
showing us. I was like, oh.
When's the new earth
Yeah,
coming? When's this?
I don't see any changes. Well, here's a big change. Your whole earth is talking to you through the changes of the weather.
That
So,
makes sense. Totally
yeah,
makes sense. Yeah.
that was kind of a condensed version of it. But yeah, that's that. I'm on a weird page with our chat, but let's introduce Tiffins, and then you're going to
Yeah.
watch me over here trying to figure out if I'm in the right place. But Tiffany, Julia's daughter, is our chat room moderator, and she is letting us know when you guys have questions. So what does Tracy want you to do? Tracy wants you to write Tiffany in capital letters when you want to ask a question. And that will stand out to Tiffany, and she will be able to find your question, hopefully. And then she puts them, compiles them, and then lets us know when your questions are all ready, then we'll start having her unleash those questions on us and we'll be answering those. So thank you, Tiffany. And I
Bet.
see, I think I put myself in a different like the thing is really small instead of the whole page. It's just this really small little thing and I can see that chats are coming in, but I don't know why I can't see.
You're not in the studio, so scroll up and click on studio.
Voice of wisdom. Okay, so I gotta go scroll up and go to video. Okay, stream restreaming studio. Watch me learn. And now I'm there. Chat.
That feel more familiar, more home-like.
Yeah, somebody's. Do you see me in there now, Tiffany? Am I in the right place? Can you tell?
Yes, you are, ma'am. Great job. I'm proud of you.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I have to love this because it said Tiffany, so I thought she was the one writing this. It says, using prescription medicine hinder your ability to speak, and I thought they were asking her.
That's what you did last time. It's so funny because I
I
was
know.
going to say
That's
that.
the way it popped up. The very first one popped
Everybody,
up really big, and I was like,
yeah,
oh.
when Tiffany wasn't here the last time, Tracy said, we said, put Tracy in there really big if you have a question. And
Yeah,
then
and
she's
then
like,
I
why
was
are all these
thinking it
people
like,
asking you questions?
why are you making these statements at me? Yeah, don't let me be in charge of much. You're right. Anyway, so the questions are rolling in. I love it. Love it, love it. And you guys are
Super.
following directions really well. This is good. So I've been voice coaching again this week, and
Oh boy.
I have something to say.
Okay.
Okay.
What do
So
you have
what
to say?
I have to say is all of you interns out there, everybody that's taken level one, and even if you're signed up for level two, go find a companion class. It was night and day in the voice coaching. The ones that took the companion class nailed it. The ones that didn't, we worked on it and we got there. But holy smokes, you guys, it really does make a difference. So go out, find a companion class near you, and sign up. Not only are they fun, but it really gives you a whole nother level of skill sets when you're doing your intern, or, even if you're past that point of doing the intern, go take the class if you haven't, because it was really, I was so impressed with the ones that had taken it and how they were doing versus, anyone that hadn't taken it. And it was really a good experience for that. So anyways, just wanted to shout that out because I know there's some really great classes coming up. A lot of really amazing level three instructors out there teaching the classes, and go sign up for one of them. You won't regret it, and you'll get to meet some
No,
people.
you won't. You won't. And yeah, exactly. You get to meet people. You get to ask questions. You get to practice on each other. And like this, you get to work on, if that's one of your things, you want to get your voice better, you get to work on that. You get to do all these things, and you get to have to meet other like-minded practitioners. So you get that part of it that you missed by doing online.
So true, so true.
Can I
The reunions
interject?
are another way.
Tiffany would like to interject here.
Off of what you were just saying, there were a couple of questions that came in saying, what's a companion class and how do I find a class?
Yeah, and I was going to say we want to make sure we're saying it's QHHT, so that will get us in that direction. Yes. Yeah, QHHT. And Tracy was doing voice work for our level two program, because this is where we start really honing, we start honing your skills. And so we have level three working with you on your voice to make sure it's right. QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, that my mother, Dolores Cannon, created, developed over her 40 plus year career in hypnosis. And this is a hypnosis technique that allows you to access all of that beautiful information that you have available to you. It's the answers, all your questions, everything, but we connect people to that part when we do sessions. And so anyway, we have the technique that she created, and this is how she got all the information for her books, was from this. And so we teach that. We're carrying it on, and the course is at qhhtofficial.com, and that's also where you can find out where companion classes are. So you take the level one course, and then after that, then you can take this companion course, and that gives you that next little added bonus material that is really, really wonderful.
To add to that, the companion class is in person. You have 3 days, I believe, right? And you also get
Yes,
the
3 days.
opportunity to practice on each other in that class, and ask a lot of questions and get a lot of insights from somebody that's done hundreds of sessions. So it's really, really a good opportunity to ask questions, to get some insights, to mull over the things that are working and not working, what kind of recording equipment, all the things. I mean, you can
Everything.
go over everything in that class, and it's very, very helpful. So, all right. I had to pump that out there because I, you know, it's like, I just don't know if people understand the value of that. And it was just such a neat demonstration of it this last week with doing the coaching. So just wanted to say that. Shout it out to all my little peeps out there. I know we got some amazing interns that are really working hard, and this would really be able to turn your sessions around if you're struggling in any way with them. So there it goes. All right. Now let's go back to Greece. Oh, you're Greece. In Greece. It's raining. It's blustery. You should have brought a winter jacket. You're in your flip-flops and
short sleeve things. Well, this was because I was talking, so I had my this kind of thing, but that wouldn't have been much either. So Trina had to loan me her beautiful, big, fluffy, wonderful, warm sweater. Because one of the days we were going out on the water.
Oh, Lord. Why?
Planned. And it actually had stopped raining long enough for us to do that, but it was still cold. And it was something with there. Now we went, that was in Santorini. At the end, afterwards, went to Athens for a couple of days, and it was warmer there. It was nice. But I heard, and then I came back through Spain, and it was all fine there. It was warm. But I heard, though, that some of those other islands were still having the cold, rainy stuff. So it was a,
Well, I know that I was just talking today about, I mean, it's beautiful today. It got to 85 today. Wow. Mm-hmm. Big time in Oregon, let me tell you. But all through April, it was in the 30s, and it was still snowing in parts of April. And it was like, what was our 70 degree weather? You know, so it was quite interesting to be experiencing this weather. And it seems to be all around, you know, most people are experiencing different weather than they're used to. So, So the world is talking, the air is talking, the elements are talking. So we're getting the info.
Well, but that makes sense. You know, it's like we want to see, because when are we going to see something? We want to see, but it doesn't always come the way we expect it to. You know, it's like, oh, I want a crashing boom and saying, this is the change you seek, I guess. But that makes sense. Weather, of course that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a change. It's showing that we're in a different environment. We're in a different, things are shifting.
Yeah. Makes All sense. Right. Well, we've got a lot of questions in the pinned question market here. Should we start on that, or did you want to share anything else that's been going on?
No, I mean, it was a good trip. It was really fun. It was, but you know, it's been a while since I've made a long trip, and
got home and it was like,
what are you doing? And the time differences and everything. So I kind of forgot how that worked, you know, and how it's, so I was saying to somebody earlier, either I got older or the trips got harder.
It makes me think about your mom too, and traveling, all the traveling she did, because she did a lot. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. All right. So now that I'm thinking about that, I'll be adding a few extra days on the back end of Ibiza, and we'll be getting ourselves a little extra downtime. Yeah. That'll be good. Wow. Okay. All right. Now, I know that we tried this before with a ding dong or a thing like that. But yeah. I was trying to think what I have. Can you hear that? Can we hear that? No. These microphones are made to drown out those noises. So I think we're just going to have to be
very good at it.
Could we do like, talk, talk, Tiffany? No, that probably would be rude.
Ding dong.
Just ding dong. Okay. Ding-dong. We're not very good at coordinating this, folks. So, but we do see your questions coming. So Tiffany.
Yes, ladies. How may I help you?
She's like a genie in a bottle.
There's had a few people requesting, so that first one that jumped out to you, Tracy, using prescription medicine Does it hinder your ability to speak to spirit guides, like my third eye has not been opened?
Her third eye has not been opened?
Yes, I guess it feels like that.
Okay.
I
would say it would depend on the prescription drug, but typically, I mean, that's going to be a case by case, but typically I would say no, that's not going to hinder the connection. What do you think, Julia?
I completely agree. I was just saying something on this morning about how we're constantly told by the higher self that they can neutralize and they can do things, they can work around things that are in there. So if it's not something that, what am I going to say here? It's not in your highest, or maybe it's not the best thing for you. They know how to neutralize, and they do it many times in a session. They'll just wipe it out of the system. But they do work around these things. So knowing that, then I feel like, you know, this is your goal and I'm wanting to make contact. I'm wanting to really build on this and everything. It'll be worth it with you. They're saying it's your belief and your intent, all those things. That's what matters. Not because we could let all kinds of things interrupt us and interfere. It's like, oh, well, it's because of this. You know, we'll make excuses. Yeah. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Okay, so like I'm seeing pain medicine coming up in here and different things. If it's something that's going to make you groggy or sleepy, then yeah, probably, because you're groggy and sleepy. But overall, just like what Julia was saying, there's going to be, if you're taking like I have parents that are on blood pressure medicine and things like that, that's not going to interfere with anything. Even if you're on a pain medicine, if it's not making, actually it might help because you're not in pain. So now you're freed up to be more comfortable and connect. As far as the third eye, not opening, it's probably more open than you think it is. And I usually find that in sessions too. It's just finding the understanding of what it is you are seeing. It's not a movie playing in front of you. It's kind of more like your mind has a knowing. It might show a flash or a picture or something of that nature. And, you know, third eye exercises, the one I've done this before, I think, on the show, where I say, pick an apple out of a tree. And what color is your apple? That's your third eye. What you're seeing that in your mind's eye, your imagination, what do you imagine that apple looks like? That is your third eye. So keep playing with things like that. If you're thinking you want to develop your third eye, that would be a great way to do it, is play imagination games with a friend or something and have each other keep imagining things. What color was your apple, Julia?
Mine was that yellow. Golden yellow.
We got some little
snack really good apples. Too.
Yes. That's always fun too, is taking them into, now bite into that apple. What does it taste like? Yeah.
Nice and juicy, sweet. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like the honors?
Ding dong. Tiffany?
Oh, hello. Welcome.
I like her genie response. What's the one that's in the little box, the little the psychic guy in the box where he feeds you out your little psychic message?
Oh, what, that was on Big?
Yes.
Zoltar.
Zoltar. Okay. Yes. Tiffany is our Zoltar.
Yes.
Well, I expect quarters then next time I see you.
Oh, dear.
For every question.
Oh, boy.
I thought this was an interesting question. Does visiting past lives have an effect to change the course of history?
That's a good question. The visiting of them, no. Because you're just looking and you're seeing things that are happening there. And then it's giving you information for this life now to help you, give you perspective maybe on something that's happening now. And so you're just seeing them. And that, and well, in QHHT especially, we aren't going to the past to try and change anything. We are trying to get information from the past that we can utilize now. But what we know now, because of our the simultaneous time and the lives and things like that, we know that things we do in this life, if we, you know, if anything we do that affects, how am I trying to say this? We can affect our other lives with things that we do in this life. So by changing and shifting, maybe by learning some of those things, and we shift from that, we change maybe the trajectory of what we were going to do, or we learn from that. See, then now that can go and affect the other life just because you're making a different move.
Now, one of the things to think about too is when you are making those changes, when you're healing those things that you're looking at, and why is this showing up, and you're doing that work, you're healing it for the other people involved as well. And I'll use my parents as an example. Like, mom would go to this counselor that would take her into some form of regression to look at things. And the more that she was healing things, and this was mostly things from this lifetime where she was looking at things that happened in her childhood and all that, every time she would go home, it would shift her relationship with dad, and it kept getting better and better because he no longer had to mirror that to her. It was no longer energetically pulled from him to be a mirror, because mm-hmm. she was healing it. So you're actually working on relationships and all kinds of things with other people. It's amazing how it ripples out.
Yes, absolutely. And all of that, so you got the information you needed, and then that. But that's really where it's coming from. But we are helping these others, but it's not by visiting them. That's not where it happens. It happens because you make changes here and now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I, just to be a smarty pants, I wanted to go, how would we even know?
Exactly. Like,
our timeline would be, you know, as we are in it, it's going to reflect whatever that is anyway. So we would never even know if it did, you know. So, yeah. It's kind of funny. Every day we wake up was in the memories we have. Was that really what happened yesterday? Or is that a download of mm-hmm. something? Who knows? We don't know.
Right. Well, and that could be a fun experiment with a session. If you had somebody, you'd go, okay, well, can we go? Let's go back now and let's see if this did anything. But the thing is, as soon as you change something, it's you're on a different timeline. And so that's where it's like.
Yeah. And then, I always think of the butterfly effect show or movie, you know, how everybody was on that. He was the only one with the memory of the other timelines.
Right.
And then he would get downloaded with the current one. So. Yeah. Who knows? That's what makes it so fun here. It's like, let's check that out. But you're right. That would be kind of fun to explore. That would be good question. The person that asked that question, maybe if you have a session, that would be a good question to ask in your session.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's the kind of thing you would want to ask of your higher self. Those woo-woo questions. what happens here? Yeah, mm-hmm. We know to the extent that we've asked our own higher selves, and we've been exposed to it within sessions, you know, just different information, but we don't have all the answers. Your higher self has the answers for you.
I am seeing Wolf posted in here, and this is such a good thing to say as well, is as you're doing that work, you're also stopping those repeating lessons or those cycles.
Absolutely.
So that's something to think about too. Something to encourage you to do the work, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's why they're repeating over and over. So you'll learn, you'll finally get it and go, I'm tired of this. I'm done with this. You know, let's get done with it. As soon as you learn whatever it is trying to teach you, it will be done.
It will be done.
If patterns, you know, if you can see they've been coming from other lives and they keep going, that's usually enough to go, okay, that's it. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Here's another thing I've been, one of the things I asked the higher self in one of the last sessions that I did was, there was a lot of, I'm trying to think of what the symptom was, because here it is, guys, we kind of forget the sessions as quick as they're done because they're not ours. And so I'm trying to remember how this played out, but there was a question in there about how much of this energy that the client is carrying belongs to other people, because she was an empath.
Okay.
And that's something to ask yourselves, because if you're an empath, what you're feeling, if it's so intense, it might be intensified because you're carrying other people's stuff. So I think it was a very high number, like I want to say like 80%.
I was thinking 85. So that's,
Yeah. So it was a really high number. And so then the SC cleared that out. And then, you know, then also when this happens, when that can be cleared out, then your information starts flowing in better because you don't have all this other static and noise going on.
Exactly. And so, you said SC, and I just want to explain what that is real quick for anybody that's not familiar with QHHT, because we start getting these acronyms that we use. You know,
I know. We have our own language, guys. Sorry.
We do. QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. And then SC that she talked about, because that's why I've been just saying higher self. But that's what that is. It's short for, it's like super consciousness. Mom called it subconscious because she didn't know what else, you know, what to call it. And they said they don't care what we call them. They will be there. Yeah. We can talk to them anytime we want. So that's where we just came up with the loving acronym of SC.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you say the name was? Zoltar? Zoltar.
Zoltar, yes.
So you had mentioned like simultaneous time, and we had someone mentioning overlapping timelines, changes in reality. I saw a bird turn into a butterfly in front of my eyes. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. You want to speak on that, Tiffany?
I already did. I read the question.
We'll get you one of these days. You'll be like, I totally want to speak on that. I know I'm going to get you.
So here's, oh, go ahead.
Oh, did you want us to speak on the overlapping timeline?
If you want to, I'd love you to.
Thanks. So a lot of those kind of things are happening. And I know we've talked about it a few times, but I love that people are more and more noticing it, because that's been the message. You're going to notice more and more of this. Those of you who want to have the extraterrestrial interactions, you know, the starseed interactions, you're going to notice more and more in your awakened state that you realize something happened in your sleep state. We're going to start noticing these little glitches in the matrix, if you will, or the system, where you move through timelines. You get that queasy, weird, oh, what was that? I feel like I just walked through some plasma or something, because you are shifting timelines and you're moving through these energies. Hang around Julia for a while and you'll start going through a lot of those. You'll be like, why do I always feel so weird around you? So
bring out the weird.
It just brings it out, and it's like, not my reality, and then it disappears and you're in this other reality. So but yeah, so pay attention is what I love that you caught that, and that you got that experience of that switching forms, because you're going to find buildings appear or disappear. You're going to find situations that you were in or all of a sudden dissipated and gone, or, you know, like, things just happen. It's amazing. And the more you pay attention, the more you're going to stumble upon it. So exactly. I think it's a cool thing.
Yes. Yeah. The more you pay attention, because then you're attracting. That's whatever you focus on is what you attract. And so if you're paying attention to that, being aware of that, then you will see more of it. You'll start seeing more synchronicities, more just things that you would never have noticed before. And maybe things that aren't as easy to explain away. That's what
we like
to do.
Yes. Okay. Zoltar.
And maybe you kind of touched on it, but someone did ask, why is it that we slip into timelines?
Well, that's kind of along this dimensional thing that we do. I mean, we don't stay in any one place all the time. We can't. We're energetic, we're multidimensional beings, energetic beings, and we're always, it's like we do this business. We don't just stay in this train like this. We, you know, we're kind of moving up and down. That's from 3D up into 5D, because this is what we do. But what we, way I see it, it's rather than it, like this is 3D, rather than us just always coming back to 3D, what we're doing is we kind of do this business, you know, so it's gradually getting higher and higher and higher. Now that's just to explain why you, maybe you don't see things quite as the way you used to, maybe. But as far as why do we slip in and out of them is that's our nature. This is always going on. We don't ever stay in one place. It's always happening. And it's better, but usually we don't notice it, you know, because that's what I'm saying. The conscious mind is really good at explaining away any little differences, any things that might be, if you're really paying attention, you might notice. So that's what we're saying. Just be aware. It's happening, whether you know it or not, or whether you believe it or not, it's happening because this is what we do.
Yeah. It's like that Peter Pan, faith, trust, and pixie dust, and believe.
Yeah.
It's like the more you believe, the more you're going to see.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or experience, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So, cool. All right. Do I have to do it, Zoltar?
So I have a couple of channeling questions. I think this would be for you, Tracy. Or I guess, Mom, you
could
answer them.
It could be either of us. But yes, Julia's out of the closet.
So I'm going to start with what works for you when channeling?
That's
a big question.
It is, but it's such a brilliant one because, you know, how do you channel? I would have wanted to know that too. And for me, it was my level two class. You pulled Kaya up on stage. Julia is sitting next to me, by the way, and I'm sitting there like Kaya's, the example was, this is what happens, or this is what you do if your client goes into a channel and what it looks like, just to prepare us in case it happened. And he comes in with the Octurians, and like, I could just feel the room got really small because so much energy had come into the room. And I'm twitching and I'm doing things like this. My body's moving and Julia's sat next to me. I'm like, there's a lot of energy in the room. She's like, I know, right? Like, okay. You're not noticing.
Do you see the stuff I'm seeing? I'm like, no.
I was just like, there's so much going on. Anyway, when I went home with that, at that point, I didn't know that that's what was going on, is that I was being kind of activated in that channeling. And it looks different for everyone. So don't think you have to go through some situation like that. You can set an intention and it'll come in. But what I did is I went home. I have my new level two status. So I've set up a trade with another practitioner and it was my turn to go under. And I go to tip back in my cozy little layback position. And all of a sudden, she didn't even have to do anything. They just start talking. But what I remember most about it is it felt like I moved over here and I took the left side. And they moved in over here and took the right side. And I'm very conscious when it's going on, but I'm just allowing that flow. And I could interrupt it. I really could. I could stop it if I wanted to. But it's such a high vibration that it's actually pretty cool when it comes through. I can go about 90 minutes to 2 hours channeling before I'm like, okay, I'm wiped, but then I need a nap. You know, if I go that long, I need a nap. But yeah, it's a lot of energy, but it really just feels like I just kind of step aside and I bring them in and I just let the words come out. So I think that maybe that was part of that process of learning QHHT and learning how to connect to the higher self. Mm-hmm. And that, again, that is a channel where you're connecting to your higher self. So if you've done that, you've channeled. And it was in that process of learning how to just be allowing for that higher self to come through and doing a couple sessions like that, that it just really opened that door. And now it's like, I just close my eyes and invite them in and here they are. And it's fast for me now. But anyway, that's my experience. Now, Julia.
Yeah, mine, because I'm not done like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and channel like that. So I haven't done that yet. I just it's like while I'm talking to you, I will get information that comes over here. And it's funny, interesting, it's from the right again, and yeah, it just comes through this way. So there must be something to that.
I think so.
But so anyway, I just get information, or I have no wings, I have whatever, and then I'll just relay if I whatever information, I'm just relaying it. And I promised whenever that I wouldn't touch it with my ego wouldn't touch this. If I get information, I relay it just exactly as I receive it. And so that's how it's been going. It seems like we've played on some different things, and it's kind of expanded a little bit where it comes through a little bit more succinctly rather than it always. I'm just such a control person. I think that's why I keep it going this way where I'm right in the middle of it.
Yeah. And that's the information is yeah, mm-hmm. It works. And
it works.
Yeah. So I know that we've done that where we've done a regression when mm-hmm. we've been hanging out together, and that it would come through not you being the mediator. And right. Really cool. But the information's pretty much the same. It comes through the same way. So
yeah, but the biggest thing, the question was how or what's the way, but the biggest thing is just allow. Yeah. Acknowledge and allow and trust. Those are like the three key factors. So it will start small. It might be just one word or something, but it's just that you're establishing the connection. And so if you'll acknowledge it, see, then that's okay, good. We made connection. Yay. And then you just go from there. You know, now you're allowing it to come in and you're trusting it. And things will happen to help you establish that trust more and more and more to make, you know, and then it gets where, yeah, I know this is me. This is my guys right here. You know, I trust them implicitly. You know, it's like, but at first you're kind of like, well, I don't know what you are. You know? Yeah. And that's okay. That's that human part of us. It's like, is this you? Is this me? Is this my wishful thinking? You know, yeah. And that's, it seems like, so many people I've talked to, they all go through that stage. I think that's just the human part of
it. I think I still will do that at times where I'm like, am I really channeling? Am I just, is this just me and some fantasy world? And then something will happen. It's always when I get in that place, something will happen that I'm like, there's no way. I could not have made that up. No way in a million years. But what I will add to that is it's easier to do this also when you raise your energy up, you get in those higher vibrations because you want to connect with those higher vibrations. So if you're having a really bad day, probably not the best time to sit down and try to do that. but yeah, do a little meditation beforehand, get your energy in a nice place, and then invite that to happen. So yeah. All right.
Because it does come with allowance. That invite word, that's important.
Yeah.
Because it will never be done against your will. You must invite it. It had to happen. You know, yeah. So there's some agreement you're making, whether you're really fully aware of it or not. You are on, like I said, I think somewhere back there I said, I want to be used. You know, use me. I'm happy to serve. And then I also said, because I was starting to get information and it was like, and then people were relating to it. And I'm like, okay, this is really important. Then if I'm going to do that, then I want to make sure I'm delivering it correctly, exactly as you want it delivered. So that's where I promised I wouldn't touch it. You know, I will. And that can be
something similar. They, when I started doing that, they said no more, because I was the conspiracy person. Remember when we first met, and I'm just like, conspiracy this. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because I went down a lot of rabbit holes and got a lot of information, and you know, that was an interesting time for me. But then once this came in, they said, no more news, no more rabbit holes, no more reading books, no more listening to other people channel, none of it, because you need to be a clean channel where you're not influencing it, because I am a conscious channel. So that means I'm very aware over here what's yeah. happening. I'm seeing it. I'm even in there asking questions like, wait a minute, what does that mean? And there is a question in here. Can the channel be stopped at any time? Yes. All I have to do is tell them I'm tired, or if somebody came in the room and asked me a question, I'd be right back there in my body. I've had situations where there's something that needs to get looked up, and then they step aside and let me in, and I'll look it up and get the information. Then they come back in and I'm back on. So yeah, you're very much in control, or at least in my situation, I'm very much in control. I can't speak for other people, but I'm very much, they're respectful and of my space and my body. And if I need it, they leave. So yeah, they don't just come in unannounced. I have to invite that in. So if that's
right, and that's where some people, oh, they're possessing you. They're doing, it's an invitation.
That's a different thing. If that's happening, then get I would say get a gatekeeper is what I call them. And that is one of your spiritual team just watches over and doesn't let that happen.
The feeling I have is it wouldn't happen. They can't do it. That's the feeling. It's like they have to ask, because I've had other energies that have been around me that wanted to come. Mom came into me one point at a talk I was doing. And then there was another one after that on another talk I was doing. And it was like, okay, I guess the beacon went out. Okay, I'm open. Come on in. But the feeling, I could feel like they're there and they're pressing on me. It's like, we want to step in. I felt that they needed my permission to allow them in. So, I don't want anybody to be afraid, oh, they're just going to take over your body. No, you can feel it, like at the door. You can feel that they're knocking, and they want, what I get is I'll get a tugging at my throat. It's like someone wants to speak. And it's like I can feel that energy. And it's like, okay, just, you know, but that's where it will not happen unless I let them, unless I give it permission. Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen it, like when I watch other people channel or even in classes or different things. I don't think I've ever seen anybody just go into that without setting that intention and breaking it in. So yeah. I agree. Yeah. All right. Did we wear that one out?
Nope. just a follow up. Could intuition be a type of channeling?
I think it's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a good question, though. That's really notice how you made both of us think. I know. Okay, so you guys see, I have lots of cards here. On my website, I have readings and I have channeled readings, and they are different. When it's me using my intuition, it comes in differently for me than if I'm channeling. So I'm going to say they're different. That's going to be my vote.
Yeah, it's coming from a different place. Now, sometimes. Yeah, because it's a gut thing. But if it's the higher self, which is the gut is what connects you to that higher self. So if it's that, so they can be kind of tied there. But yeah, it depends on what you're channeling as to if it's the same thing or not, or close or similar or anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's different too.
It might be, like you were saying, it might be the same kind of source. You're just receiving the information differently than if you were to let them speak directly. Now it's coming through your filter.
Yeah.
That's what I would say to that. But it's a really
good question. And that's an important thing. It really is. Because it made us both go, okay, well, how are we feeling? Yeah. Healing center. What does it feel like? But something, okay, you said it again, and I wanted to address it. What did you say? Oh, the conscious mind, the filter. I want to address that because everybody that channels, everybody, just know, and this is where you need to put your discernment hat on and see what resonates and see if anything about it feels right. Because everybody that channels completely out or conscious awareness, I mean, they have all kinds of different names, but it's determining. It's just telling you how much they are aware. Consciously of what's going on. That's really what the name differences are. But it doesn't matter, whatever degree it is, every single person that channels, that information has to come through the person, and it's coming through the conscious mind. You know, the conscious mind is sitting there as a filter. So it's coming through there. So it's going to pick up beliefs and thoughts and things like that that person has. So that's where you want to pay attention to, you know, it's like always look at, well, what was this person's belief system?
Yeah.
In general, you know, and then that will tell you a lot, you know, if it will shade something to some degree, don't know how much, but to some degree, the information. So always look at the person. that's doing the work as well. Because
absolutely, and I say that a lot too. Use discernment.
Yes.
Just because this thing I say over here might resonate with you, and this might not. And here's the other piece to that is, we're not just one form, right? Like, we didn't come from just one kind of starseed. We came from many different collectives of starseeds. We have plant beings, you know, like however we want to say that. You have the insectoids, you have the avian, you have the plant life beings, you have the water beings, you have all these different beings, and what's right for one kind of being may not be right for everyone. So what Julia and I might be talking about might fit us like a glove, and you might be over there going, none of that really works for me. But it doesn't mean that you're wrong or we're wrong. It means you need to find the thing that does fit for you, because you need to resonate with it. Everyone's got a little bit different. We're fingerprints, right? So we all have a little different way of living, and we might be a mix of some things that this works and that doesn't, and it's okay. It's all right.
Well, and that's quantifying the statement that we say many times is, my truth may not be your truth, and yeah, your truth may not be mine. That is where that's coming from. It's your truth is right for you. And that's something, well, truth is truth. It has to be right for everybody. We all have different realities. We all have different experiences. We have different places that we're going and different places we're coming from. So what might be in different things that we believe, and it's all perfectly wonderful, all valid, but what you believe may not be what I believe.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's
and when you
totally
get
okay.
That,
exactly.
It's like, yeah, it's like everyone is right, because it's exactly what they're experiencing in their reality. Mm-hmm. And so all the arguments in the world can just go away now, because guess what? You're all right. So there it is.
And see, exactly, and that's fantastic. But see, that's where the conscious mind comes in. The ego is that part that wants to be right. And it's like, well, if I'm right, then you must be wrong. I mean, it can't all be that. Well, see, that's just the ego, and that conscious mind, that's just the job it has. And that's the way it justifies things. But as you start seeing more and more of these concepts, maybe the conscious mind, it's going along for the ride too. And it's starting to understand, oh, maybe it's not what I was thinking. And it starts creating a cooperation between you and this greater body of knowledge of information. And so it's starting to figure out, I might have to kind of bend a little bit here and feel what's right. And that's where we say, feel what's right for you, and go from there.
Amen. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Zoltar.
I almost called her Zoltar.
I have one more channeling question.
Oh, God, great God. I think they want a course on channeling, Tracy.
Ooh,
I think so.
Join me next week in Truckee, California. We have a couple of spots left. So go to my website, tracymayhem.com. Channeling light language and Akashic records for 3 days in person. You still have time. Go do it. And if you enter, the magic is real. You get $100 off. So now it's all been out there. It's all out there.
All out there. A deal. So,
right. Sorry, Hathor, not Zoltar. I don't know what I was calling you the first time.
Okay. let's see here. This question, I believe that you spoke, you know, I'll just ask the question. How do you clear other people's energy from yourself? This is something that I have problems with.
So like an empath is picking up other stuff?
Like the empath.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of good ways to do that.
There's a lot of good ways, but you know the simplest way? The very simplest way, and people discount it a lot, I think, because it's so simple. They want rituals. They want all these things. Oh, I must do these things. The simplest way is to say, that doesn't belong to me, and it will leave.
Yeah.
That's all you're recognizing it, that it's not yours. And as soon as you do that, it goes.
That session that I was talking about, that's exactly what happened. As soon as she recognized it wasn't hers, it was gone. I said, is there anything that needs to happen to remove this energy? Nope, it's already gone.
Exactly. All you have to do is, it's not mine.
Yeah. Not mine. If you're not sure if it's yours, ask. Yeah. And that's another thing we all forget to do. And it happens so often when it's like, oh, I'm seeing this thing, but I don't understand what it means.
Ask.
Ask what it means. And they always get an answer, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
and it's so insightful. Yeah. So just ask. If you're not sure, ask. And
that's what we're going to, it's like, I know you want to ask us, and that's wonderful because we love to do this, and we, you know, it's the best thing too. But we do the same thing. You know, if you stump us, guess what we're doing? We're tapping in and asking. You know, it's like, well, getting our perspective, getting our higher selves, you know, thoughts here and things. You can do the very same thing.
Yeah.
And this is what they want us to do. Ask. This is where you are going within to get your answers.
Yeah.
You know, we're happy to help you, but you don't need to rely on us. You do not need to be dependent on us for your answers.
We're coming into a time where our psychic abilities, our gifts, as we call them now, are going to be as natural to us as breathing. Mm-hmm. So just understand that you have all these gifts and abilities. You're just remembering, as Julia and I say, you're in the great remembering of who you are and where you came from. And all of these things are coming back to you now. So just like breathing, it's just going to be so natural to grab that information.
Absolutely. That's what they said. There are our innate
abilities.
And breathing, they've used that term so many times. It's so funny that you said that, because that's what, how they've always described to me. It's no different than breathing. And I use them, are we all breathing in here? Can everybody breathe? Yeah, well, then there you go. You know,
there you are. That's happening. Yeah, it is, you know, we called it the awakening, and we're all learning, and we're not really, we're just remembering, because look how natural it comes when, once you let go of the idea that it's hard, then it starts to come in very natural.
Yes.
And that's something to play with too. When you look at something, you're like, oh, but it's so hard, or I can't see this, or I can't. Well, then you're building that reality. So when you start saying, oh yeah, it comes to me really easy. And I'm going to give you a quick example of that. When I was in high school, I used to tell people, you know, they'd tell me a story and they'd be graphic about it. And I'd be like, stop that. I'm really visual. And I never realized how much I was building my third eye when I did that. Mm-hmm. And I'm really visual. And so I'm so grateful to that younger version of me that had no clue what she was doing when she was building the third eye. But do those things. You're so visual. You're able to see things so easily, feel or sense or whatever you want to do. Anyway, where are we at with time? Are we wrapping it up now, or are we?
Goodness.
I know. Tiffany makes it fly.
Or we can do one really quick question. He's saying 3 minutes. I don't know. It'd have to be really quick. So maybe we should wrap it up.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's say what we need to say. And if there's time, then we'll take the question.
Okay.
Sounds good. So let's talk about the reunion.
Yeah. All things QHHT. And let's call it a retreat so that people maybe don't think it has to be a QHHT practitioner to go to it. You can go whether you're a practitioner or not, but it's a reunion retreat. This is something we're doing annually, and many times a year now. We're putting them in different parts of the world so that people in that area, or if you just want to go to that area, you can go. But we have that in Ibiza, Spain, in October 4th to the 9th. All the information is at qhhtofficial.com. It's on the homepage. You can get all the information about it, and you can sign up for it.
Yay!
You know, go ahead and do that there. Really, everything QHHT, the course, how to learn the course, how to find practitioners to do a session with, and reunion or retreat, reunion, whatever you want to call it. Everything you could ever want.
Anything you could think of. Sessions, practitioner, whatever you want to do, it's there. The level one companion classes, it's all there. So,
all there.
Cool.
Yes. Tracy, how can people find you?
TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com. I'm there. Okay. Do we have time for
everything? I'm telling you, everything's at QHHT.
I think we're out. Yeah, it's all there. It's all at QHHT Official. Go there. Right. I think we're out of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love you, everybody. It's been so wonderful. And we won't be here next week, but we, but after that we will, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back after that. All right, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.